Illinois. Hayes, Minnesota Wild win. Yes, 2-1 now. That's last night's big news on the sports front. That's good. Happy about that. I don't know about you. I took that as a good thing. 4-0. I kept waiting for a shoe to drop. You know, no scoring. No. It was 2-0 Wild, but they got off. Blackhawks are going to come back. Didn't happen. I don't know why we've been dealt the hand with the late game.
Anyway, it was worth it if you're a hockey fan and waited up to watch the Wild draw a win, finally, in this next round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Welcome to the program we call What's on Your Mind. We call it What's on Your Mind because we want to know. So let's go. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. My name is Scott Hennen, and I'm without a co-host today, Todd Mitchell, hanging out with spider monkeys in Cancun, Mexico. I would not be tempted to want to hang out with spider monkeys. You know, maybe at the Chinkapa Zoo in Wahpeton or something, or one of the fine zoos. I love that Minot Zoo. You know, we have some neat zoos around the state. Maybe from afar in a cage, but, you know, actually, Todd was posting photos of him, you know, actually handling the spider monkey. And down in Cancun, no, thank you. No, I don't need that at all. Not a chance. So Todd is back on Monday, and yours truly here for the week. Coming up on the program today, is marriage a feminist institution? I ask you. Yeah, I mean, I marriage and feminism, I don't know necessarily go together in the popular culture, but. We have a guest that is speaking all throughout North Dakota for the North Dakota Family Alliance and a Family Values Forum who makes this very point, that marriage is actually a feminist institution. So looking forward to finding out about that and welcoming your input, bottom of this hour. Next hour is the Talk Radio Town Hall. Congressman Kevin Cramer is joining us, as he always does on Wednesday, to take your calls, questions, and comments in our weekly Talk Radio Town Hall. And since we talked last, we have a special committee on Benghazi. We have the White House climate change report. I'm sure that has all of you in fear. No doubt believing that we are causing all this climate change. And then also he held a forum out in Williston on sex trafficking. So we'll get his take on that as well. And what more can be done. Tomorrow, State Senator Dwight Cook will join us on the program on property tax reform. I see the Bismarck Tribune is editorializing today about the effort that this committee is taking on to do some things, which I think makes sense. A lot of these came up in the last legislative session, and this interim legislative committee and task force has been working on things like, start with making property taxes and mill levies be spoken in English. So that's kind of nice. And, create a uniform property tax statement for statewide use. Change the use of calculating mills and tax code to a format using dollars. I like that idea. I don't know about you. And also talking about votes of citizens after a set period of time on different taxes that have been imposed. All good ideas. We'll talk to Dwight Cook about them tomorrow on the program. And I concur with the editorial in the Tribune today. That it's worth the effort to make taxes simpler. I'd like a little effort to make them lower, too, and think we have enough bucks roaring into the Treasury of North Dakota that they ought to be lower, too. I don't know what you think about that, but that would be my take on that. And one other note I just want to throw out before we get to the calls here on any and all topics. One other letter to the editor that caught my attention. A woman by the name of Ruth Erdahl from Jamestown wrote a letter to the editor. Well, she at least signed a letter to the editor. A lot of these get written by the various political parties and signed by other folks, but she is really lamenting the fact that you need to have a picture ID with your current address on it to vote. And makes the point that the majority party did this. In fact, suggests if you find these changes burdensome or offensive, you can protest at the ballot box. But first, you must follow the rules to be able to vote. Seriously? Seriously? Picture ID with your current address to vote is burdensome. Actually, what I find offensive is that idea that somehow we don't want an effort to know you are who you say you are when you vote. Story out of Wahpeton. 20-year-old student at the North Dakota State College of Science left his dorm room about 2 a.m. on Thursday and has not been seen since. Andrew Sadik is his name, 6 feet tall, 175 pounds, curly brown hair, brown eyes, last seen wearing jeans, orange and blue Nike tennis shoes, and a red and black sweatshirt with white lettering that says football, carrying a black and silver backpack. Anyone with information about his whereabouts, I'll give you a number to call in a minute here. I saw a press conference with his parents earlier in the week, Tammy and John Sadik, were pleading for their son to come home. No real reason to believe there's anything here that's happened. They are doing some searches of the wild rice in other places, but obviously I hope that he's still alive somewhere and just whatever, ventured off and cell phone was on for a time, now turned off, so they really can't find out what's going on there. But my heart goes out to this family and a lot of folks in Wahpeton. Just wanted to add our voice to those putting out the information in case you've seen someone that matches the description. 701-671-2245 is the telephone number, 701-671-2245. Hey, never lose hope. Never lose hope. Don't get discouraged. There's always a new tomorrow, a fresh start. Never give up on hope. Never doubt, never tire, never become discouraged. That's my message for young Andrew, if you're listening out there. Just start over. Call mom and dad and say I'm okay. All right, let's get to the phones here at 800-228-0550 to find out what is on your mind. Jim in Fargo, you're first. Tell me.
Yeah, on the voter ID issue, I would like to ask that lady that thinks it's so inconvenient. I wonder how inconvenient it was for people to give up 4 years of their life to go in and strap on a uniform and defend our country in World War II, Vietnam, Iraq. I wonder how inconvenient that is for those people. These people are whining about inconvenience of voting, the precious right to vote, and they don't even want to show an ID. It just absolutely makes me sick to think that they are that much of a whining baby. Pathetic.
You have all the things to write a letter to the editor about. That one really, and I don't know why it struck me. I mean, I quite often don't read letters to the editor, to tell you the truth, because most of them are, not most of them, but yeah. a lot of them are just, political ploys that somebody in some political office writes and then you get somebody to sign it.
The precious right to vote is, you have to show an ID for cigarettes, for God's sake, but you're not to vote. Voting is crucial, and you should be a citizen. And you should have a legal right to it, and you should not be afraid to prove it.
I'm with you, Jim. I think just good old-fashioned common sense. Appreciate the call. Thanks. Cliff, should we call Ruth Erdahl in Jamestown, or would that not be nice? We want to be North Dakota nice. Just maybe to understand a little more to Jim's confusion why he thinks that's burdensome. Cliff, up by Richardson, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Cliff.
Yeah, good morning, Scott. It's a whopping 37 degrees out here today.
Yeah, I was looking at the temps. It's a lot of precip, slowing up planning. And now, give me some sunshine, right? Give me some spring.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
This whole global warming didn't scare people enough, so then it was climate change. Now I think they want to call it global climate disruption. But the number four leading producer of carbon emissions in the United States of America is none other than the United States government. Number five is Berkshire Hathaway, our buddy Warren Buffett. But who is the United States government going to pay their carbon tax to? And where are they going to collect that money? Are they going to pay it to the United Nations? Are they going to pay it to themselves? And I imagine they're going to collect it from the taxpayers. They are the number four producer of carbon. And let's say just for a second there is global warming, and there's so much more water in the atmosphere because the ice caps are melting. Imagine how much more food we could grow if we had more moisture and warmer climates to feed all the hungry people in the world.
You're raising a whole host of good questions. By the way, if we did everything they wanted to do, everything, never mind the damage it'd do to the economy or all the residual effects of that, guess how much of an improvement in their doom and gloom scenario of climate change that there would be. If we in the United States said, we're going to do all this, we're going to unilaterally do this, and then, it's infantile percentage improvement if you did everything they wanted and shut down the economy. It's just crazy.
Taking money from people doesn't reduce. I'm not even sure CO2 is a greenhouse gas. Without CO2, there is no plant life. Without plant life, there is no life. None of it really makes sense. But
well, you're making sense, Cliff, thankfully. Doug and Oaks, Bob and Dickinson, Jamie and Bismarck, when we come back on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetlesbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Brand new hours at the North Dakota Truck Wash. They're now open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now that you're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, does that mean less wait times at certain times of the day, Megan?
Yes, absolutely. Basically, any time after dark, we can guarantee a shorter wait time. We'll still have a full staff running at all hours of the day and night. So come on in and check out our evening hours.
Two heated bays. Call them at 701-628-1550 for wait times. North Dakota Truck Wash. Truck bypass south of the Senex Pinnacle in Stanley.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Showers in the 49 in Bismarck, light rain 45 in Minot, Dickinson some light rain in 39. Otherwise, overcast skies over much of the area. Grand Forks 49, Jamestown 49, Fargo 54, Devil's Lake 48, Wahpeton 50, Williston 40 in overcast, Tioga 37 degrees in overcast skies right now. Miles City, Montana has some light rain in 36, Lemon, South Dakota 40. Fergus Falls, 48 and overcast. Thief River, mostly cloudy, 48. All right, back to the phones here at 800-228-0550. A listener that is an acquaintance of the family in Wahpeton, whose son is missing, tells me it's pronounced Sadek. I've heard it said both ways, but since this individual knows the family, I'll go with his pronunciation, Sadek. We want Andrew to come home. I'm going to give him a correct shout out there. Correct pronunciation. All right, let's see. Doug and Oaks, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell us, Doug.
Wondering, the deer licenses in North Dakota went down 11,500 tags. Just wonder why they're dropping the tags all the time. I know there's less deer, but open up the season, it's killing small town North Dakota because they don't have a lot of licenses put out. I don't know if they give the license out, shorten the season a few days. It helps the economy in all these small towns and makes everybody feel they're out hunting anyways, even if they're not eating deer.
Well, we talked to Randy Crowell about that yesterday, and I've had previous conversations with him as well. The Game and Fish Department likes about a 70% success rate, as I understand, and last season it was like at 53 or 54 or something. So one of the things they're trying to do is get that success ratio up there as well, and so that's why the tags have come down again. Again, the whole idea is to get the population back so you can get going. So, you know, they're just trying they're trying what they know works to be able to do that. But you'd like to see just more tags, shorter season would be your take.
Well, that, you know, just gets everybody out in the field. They just feel like they're hunting, even if they're not getting some deer shot. They're still out in the field. They're promoting, they're selling gas in North Dakota. They're selling fuel. It's helping the small towns. You take all them licenses away, you get that many less hunters out here, so it makes it tougher for the guys that are out there, plus it's killing these towns.
You know, they did a number of these meetings around the state talking to deer hunters and got overwhelming support for this. But there's always new ideas, so appreciate your input on it, Doug, and certainly know exactly what you're talking. I mean, it's such a time-honored tradition here. It's a bummer to see those numbers as low as they are. Jamie Bismarck, you're next. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott, I got a couple of things. First thing, I said, you know, is talk about what you think people would like to hear on your show. I see Bismarck's got all these city commissioner signs up. I'd like you to have these guys on and see which ones are liberals and which ones aren't. I'm almost certain this Josh Aspig's a liberal because the measuring stick I can go and buy on that is last election. I a lot of my work, I drive around town and I see a lot of these people with all their left-wing, support left-wing candidates in their yard. So that's the only way I can tell who's a liberal in the Aspig's and a lot of the liberals' yards are at the, you know, Democrat yard signs. And so I'd like to know who these guys are, because the last thing I want to do is cast my vote for a Democrat in this town. And then
all right,
other thing I'd like to ask you about is something's going around Facebook here. I see it all the time. It's from Occupy Democrats. But, I mean, even some people I know that are veterans and right-wingers are reposting this. It's this 41 Republican senators voted to block a bill providing benefits to veterans. And Holman's name's on there. I'm not sure what it is. I don't know if it even got out of the Senate or what. But, you know, I see a lot of people reposting it. And I don't know if Holman's talked about this on your show or not.
You know, he has, because someone called with that allegation. He disputed it, said that's not what happened. And I don't remember if it was, you know, there were several votes on trying to accomplish the same thing or one of those games that get played there or what. But I'll make a note of it here along with request that we get some of the commission candidates on to ask him about it next time he comes on. I've not seen it. You said it's Occupy what?
It's OccupyDemocrats.com is the one's doing it. It's on Facebook. The first time I saw it was last week. My two neighbors who were veterans of Iraq, the Iraq War, came over and they were talking to me about it. I gave Holman's number in D.C. and told him to call and ask him about it, but I'm not sure if they did or not.
You know, we'll add it to our list.
Yeah. If you're not again, ask him about that, because I'd like to get that straightened out.
Will do, Jamie. Appreciate the call. Thank you, Bob and Dickinson. You're next on What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550. Go, Bob.
Good morning, North Dakota. I'm a disabled vet from Montana, and I want to talk a little about property rights, the Bundy situation and stuff like that. In Montana, we're probably going to be the next Bundy situation times about 100. We've got a situation going on over there whereby tribal members have been selling tribal trust property to non-Indian and conveying these properties illegally. Not only are we going to have a dispute with the federal government, BIA and the BLM, but we have issues with our local county governments because they've been taxing these lands illegally at a county level as well. It just seems like government is the enemy of the common man. In this situation, the federal government and the tribal people, even though they fraudulently conveyed thousands of acres, and we've got thousands of people, they're going to lose their homes over this. Indian individuals are not held accountable even if they falsely convey these properties knowingly. And so we're going to have, you know, this thing is just coming to the surface now. This is going to make national headlines because there's so many acres, and it's not isolated to Montana. We know for a fact that one tribe in Montana has taught other tribes in neighboring states, perhaps Dakota, how to convey their Indian trust properties illegally so that they can get this land back. In addition to the fraudulent conveyances of land, they're now after all of our water in Montana. We've got these water compacts going on, and they're claiming water on and off the reservation. So we're going to have one heck of a battle out there with the.
Where is that? Where is that? Where is that happening, Bob?
Well, this is in Lake County, Montana, up in Polson by Flathead Lake is where this is going on, and we've got tens of thousands of acres. The tribal members only own 12% of the reservation, and over the years, they've sold off the rest of the reservation to non-Indians, and the majority of these sales were fraudulently conveyed. They bypassed the BLM, didn't go through them, and they issued these bogus deeds, which we just found out about. So we've got people that are paying mortgages for 20 years and stuff, and at the end of the day, they're not going to own their own property. They don't own their own property right now. And we're all subject to immediate eviction anytime they want to evict us by the federal government and the tribal authorities.
Wow, that one will be one to watch. Appreciate you bringing it to our attention. We'll follow it and try and get some more information on it. Obviously,
it's a serious thing, and we've got thousands
in Nevada has raised all of our radar a little bit on. Appreciate it, Bob. Thank you, Nikki and Devil's Lake, John and Larimore. When we come back, plus Glenn Stanton to focus on the family on a values forum on marriage this week in North Dakota.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Farmers Union Oil Company, the Senex stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years have a brand new name, Pinnacle. Serving excellence. And the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken. Great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking, just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items, burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza is fantastic. Personal pan size, medium and large, order in or take out. They have catering available, too. A great bakery department and a sit-down eating area. Come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, right off Highway 2 in Stanley or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
In just a moment here, a little bit of a snafu with our guest, who evidently is on mountain time, and so he thought the interview was an hour from now, and we're going to be chatting with Congressman Kevin Cramer, so we'll have to reschedule that. I will tell you about the event itself, though, just so you know. North Dakota Family Alliance is hosting a Family Values Forum, and it'll take place tomorrow, 6:30 p.m., Charity Lutheran Church, Bismarck. This is, I believe, their second annual Family Values Forum, and the guest speakers include our scheduled guest, Glenn Stanton from Focus on the Family, about how marriage is a feminist institution, as well as Dr. David Prentice from Family Research Council speaking on the human life development and its protections relating to the North Dakota Human Life Amendment that will be on the November ballot. All right, so again, 6:30 tomorrow, Charity Lutheran Church, Bismarck, 6:30, and we'll try and reschedule that interview with Mr. Stanton either later in the program. If I think we have Congressman Cramer for the whole hour, barring any changes to the congressional calendar. We're not aware of at this moment with hearings and whatnot, but maybe we'll try and have him on tomorrow ahead of that event tomorrow night. Okay, let's see. Let's get back to the phones here, and Nikki is in Devil's Lake waiting to weigh in next year on What's on Your Mind. Hello, Nikki.
Hello there.
How are you?
You got me?
Yeah, I do.
All right. Three quick points for you. First of all, let's attack the climate issue. Yes, climate change is real. It is a scientifically proven fact. It should not be a Democratic or Republican. It should not be a right-wing, left-wing, or independent or Tea Party issue. It is a world and global issue. It is very real. When the ice caps are melting, the North Atlantic Current has changed. And when the North Atlantic Current has changed, weather has changed. That's global. We should be looking at the second, third world countries who are, America is taxed to death. We pay everything from health insurance to Medicare, to Medicaid, Social Security. We're taxed to death. Our borders are open. We're leaving more people in. More people that haven't been working for 30 and 40 years, they're getting immediately into the system. Why? Because they're coming from foreign countries. Okay, granted, we've always been America, the land of the free, home of the brave. Our military has died for our right to vote. And if somebody thinks it's inconvenient to vote, just like you and the other guest said, it's absolutely, I can't even use the word, but it starts with an A. It's ridiculous. If you want to do something for your country, at least get out there. Show your ID. If you're born and raised in America, be proud to show that ID and vote. It's the least you can do after all these guys and women now go over and they die for our country. Roadside bombing. How many people have died before America wakes up and realizes this is your right? Exercise it. Use your ID. So when we're getting taxed to death and you've got the climate issue, it's not an issue of which party and taxing America. It's a global issue, and America shouldn't be taxed to death for it. We should be looking at it as a global challenge, not a United States challenge. And that also attacks the issue of using your ID to vote. If you're not proud to be an American and vote, there's something wrong, or you haven't had anybody in your family fight and die. I haven't had anybody fight and die in my generation. However, there are so many people that I know, it's sad. On the other issue, we're opening the borders. We've got them open. No, there should absolutely be absolutely no amnesty. You need to be an American. You need to be in America legally. You need to be working legally. You need to show ID. If you don't have an ID, you need to either get one or get out. And I believe that covers all three points.
Well, a very, very good soapbox expression of what's on your mind today, Nikki. Thank you much. Let me ask you about the climate change thing. I think the bigger question is that we're to blame. That this is, you know, in other words, is climate change real? Yes. I believe things are cyclical, right? And you can go back and chart this as long as we've been able to chart it and see that there's ebbs and flows in it. What the green crowd, for lack of a better term, would like to suggest is that you and I are the reason for it. And therefore, we need to shut down our economy. And I go to your larger point. But do you think we're to blame? Do you think global warming or climate change is man-made?
When we started in the 60s and 70s and we got all of our big plants going and we got the industrial side of America really rolling in the 50s, we might be. But on the other hand, there are so many other countries out there that are helping that aren't monitored as closely as America. We've got the heaviest monitoring system of any country in the world. And the United States has made changes. The businesses have made changes. And I know that there are big business out there and there's big owners out there and they aren't doing what we're doing, being taxed to death. However, they have had to make those mechanical changes to the plant. We've had plants shut down because they can't adjust to the demands of the new laws and they can't afford it financially. They're fighting financially, okay? We have the bailouts. We have a lot of different things. There's so much. And if we want to do something, first of all, get out there and vote. Get people in there. Get politicians in there that understand. But it's so hard for anyone on any side. And I'll guarantee you I'll be voting Republican, and that's not an issue. What I'm saying is whether it's a Democrat or a Republican that gets in there in time, make sure next time that they are up there for America, that they are in there for America. And with the climate change, our businesses and our industry have made this, a lot of changes, and they are trying to go with what the laws are demanding and make those changes. But financially, we're looking at the biggest industry division of the world, yes. But on the other hand, there are a lot of countries that aren't as heavily monitored as the United States is. So we need to be looking at everything, not just the U.S., not just taxing the U.S. We send enough money overseas. We give enough. What happens when America has the big catastrophes? Do we get those donations back? Do we get money back to help when there's a tornado, when there's a catastrophe? It comes out of American fund. They go to federal disaster aid.
Appreciate the call and the thoughts, Nikki. Thanks a bunch. 800-228-0550. She says maybe we're to blame. I think that enhances our our ability. I really don't buy the man-made argument. That's. But she got a lot of common sense in what she said. John and Larimore, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Hello, John.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on the letter to the editor about it being burdensome to have to show an ID and a valid address or whatever. I agree with that person. It is burdensome. It's burdensome on the Democrat Party because it makes it so much harder to cheat.
She's really feeling bad for students, younger families, and for the elderly.
Yeah, I know. That's what they say. And the other thing they say is because minorities can't do this or they can't do that. And they accuse people that want them to have an ID of being racist or against old people or whatever the reason is. But the simple fact of the matter is it makes it harder for the Democrat Party to cheat in elections, and that's why they don't want to have voter ID. And stop and think about this for a second. You need an ID just to do just about anything in this country. But apparently the Democrat Party is okay with minorities and other people living as second class citizens, because apparently if you don't have an ID, you're not going to go flying anywhere because you're not going to get a ticket. And you can't even get food stamps without an ID, can you? I don't think so.
On some good points today. Thanks a bunch. Appreciate it. Let's go to South Dakota. Check in with Greg. What's on your mind, Greg?
Oh, I was going to say, that guy's just right on there. What burns me up is the liberals, our government, most of the people in power think we're stupid enough to swallow all this stuff. Not only Obama, but your government. government, our senators went out and allowed 300 coal plants to be shut down while they're building them as fast as they can overseas. Electricity by wind power and solar power is unaffordable. There's people in Europe who can't even afford to buy electricity for their house, and they're quitting it. They're backing out of it. And here we're trying to get into it. And all of this baloney we're getting, Common Core, everything. It's just amazing that they think we're stupid enough just to swallow it, eat it up. I just can't get over it. And that's about it. Thank you.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Williston. And Kelly's listening on KTGO. Go ahead, Kelly.
Hi there. Yeah, I just wanted to chime in on the global warming. Now, I do believe that pollution is a bad thing. I mean, you look at acid rain and all that kind of garbage. I mean, high polluted areas are a bad thing, but they're not controlling the weather. I happen to believe in a God that can roll the universe up like a scroll and hold it in his hand. He created everything, and for someone to think that they can take that control away from God just shows how small their God is. And I believe he has an angel in all the four corners of the earth controlling the weather, controlling the currents of the ocean and the winds. He's in charge. He's in control, not us. And that's all I got to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Kelly. Appreciate it. I would certainly agree we enhance our abilities when we think that we're responsible. But to go to the policy side of this, do everything they want. All right? You do two things. You destroy the economy and you make no improvement in the overall climate picture, globally. That's the bizarre thing. Okay, we're going to just do everything. Never mind. We're just going to accept your science. We're going to accept your fix. We're going to do it. What do we have to show for it? Unbelievable. Bob Grafton, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Morning, Scott. Yeah, I agree. I'm so sick of this global warming. First it was global cooling, and it's global. That's climate change, because that didn't work. So I just get a big kick out of the fact that people kind of forget that the global warming scientists went down to Antarctica to study the melting ice sheets, and they got stuck in the ice hundreds of miles before they even thought they were going to see any ice. And then they had to call a Chinese fossil fuel burning icebreaker to come get them out, and it got stuck. So, look, it's the sun. The sun is changing. And number two, I really wish people would do some research on these chemtrails. I see these things just about on a daily basis. They're very clear that they're different than regular condensation trails from jet aircraft. Alex Jones and Coast to Coast AM did they've covered this before. There is real, there's a real thing here to this. And the government has been experimenting with climate modification since the 60s. And they're creating artificial low pressure systems. They're trying to change the jet stream on purpose and blame it on global warming and tax everybody to death. And I just want somebody to do some research on that. And then the ID. I agree with that last caller here a little bit ago that called. I mean, it's crazy. You need an ID for everything. You need an ID to buy Sudafed. You need an ID to cash a check. You need an ID for everything. Well,
good points, Bob. Very good points. Appreciate the call. John in Ortonville. I love Ortonville. Yeah, I bet you some common sense there. Dave and Bismarck behind him and others waiting to weigh in on What's on Your Mind, Wednesday edition, straight ahead.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Look, Billings, Montana, the Metro Park Expo Center, home of the 15th Annual Energy Exposition. Yep, June 25th and 26th. It's the largest oil and gas trade show in the Rockies. You go there, you get exposed. Register your company for a booth now. And hey, don't miss the industry dinner with keynote speaker, the Honorable Dick Cheney. Admission to the expo is free, and the exposure is, priceless. The Energy Exposition, June 25th and 26th. Find out more at energyexposition.com.
Start your day with 4 for $4 from PetroServe USA. Hot stuff breakfast pizza, two cookies, and a fountain pop, just $4. And register weekly because PetroServe USA is giving away $10,000. Be one of the 100 winners. Save on 32-ounce Powerade, just 79 cents. Hershey Standard Bars, 69 cents. And 3.25-ounce Jack Link's Jerky, $3.99.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercorp Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercorp building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercorpbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Becky emails, every negative assertion regarding marriage is hogwash. Marriage is not a feminist institution. All one has to do is read Proverbs 31. The wife of noble character, to see how the creator of the universe characterizes the role of a wife. She is strong, she is independent, she works, she brings honor to her husband, she runs the show. I love it, Becky. Thank you very much. It was one of the scheduled topics today about an event happening tomorrow evening in Bismarck, the Family Values Forum that the North Dakota Family Alliance is putting on. Find out more about it online at their website, ndfa.org. NDFA, that's for North Dakota Family Alliance, .org. All the details on that event that will take place tomorrow, 6:30. In Bismarck. All right, back to the phones. It's, by the way, called the Family Values Forum. Charity Lutheran Church, Bismarck. The speaker, Glenn Stanton, marriage is a feminist institution. Becky disagrees, but I'm guessing Becky and Glenn are probably pretty close, just saying things a little bit different. Let's go to Ortonville, Minnesota. Not far from my hometown of Montevideo. So I bet there's some common sense in Ortonville. John, what's on your mind?
Hey, so I'm out traveling, and I happen to go through Ortonville, and I stopped to look at a plaque, and I found out that there is global climate change, and it looks like it's man-made. It started over a million years ago. There is a plaque here, and it's made by the Geology Society of Minnesota, Ortonville Region, and it was erected in 1960 And it says, of all the glacial agents which have played a part in shaping the face of Minnesota, the most overwhelming and powerful one is glacial ice. At least four times during the last million years, continental glaciers have spread over the state during long periods of cold climate, each advance being followed by a widespread recede. The last glacier that invaded Minnesota from Canada came from the low valley of the Red River Valley. It's a little bit hard to read, but it says, during its slow retreat 11,000 years ago, the largest glacial river of them all, the Glacier River, Warren formed. I'm having a hard time reading it. It's kind of shiny on here. But it's right there. It's from the Geological Society of Minnesota, 1960. So man-made global warming looks like it happened at least a million years ago, and it's happened four times, and the last time it started was 11,000 years ago. So
I told you there'd be some common sense in Ortonville, and you found it, John. And I like this breaking news. You're actually reading to this plaque, reading us live to this plaque right now, huh?
Yep. I just read it. I actually took a picture because I got put on hold for the commercials, and then I drove away, so I had a hard time reading off my camera. But it's right there. There's a huge boat anchor. It says Paul Bunyan's Boat Anchor. That's why I stopped. I thought it looked kind of cool. But this plaque is right there, and I almost feel bad reading it off because some global warmist is probably going to not like that plaque. It's encrusted in a big cement case. Hopefully people leave it alone, but it's right there talking about a million years ago.
Oh, boy. Yes, the truth right there. Love it, John. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Dave and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, hi. Say, this global change thing, I don't agree that it's man-made. There's no proof to it at all. Now, everybody can agree that pollution is a bad thing, and I think cutting down the rainforest is a bad thing, but, you know, pollution can be managed. And you know, climate is a cyclic pattern, and you can go all the way back to the 14th century in the UK when the Thames River used to be frozen over every year. And was it climate change going on there now? And, you know, we've seen these cycles come and go, and it's just another way of controlling people as far as this climate change goes. Another issue is the EPA. Looks like the Supreme Court just approved the EPA to be able to mandate and control coal-fired power plants. And I'll tell you one thing. If they come to North Dakota and start screwing with our power plants here and mandating high-end scrubbers and things that really don't need to be done and increase our electric rates by 60 or 70%, there's going to be a revolt, because who can afford to pay an electric bill like that? Plus, what don't you buy and use that doesn't use electricity that's also going to go up? So that's all you
got. Right, and of course, you've got coal. Bringing us very affordable energy. And, you know, don't forget what President Obama promised when he was candidate Obama. Well, bankrupt coal companies and electricity rates will needlessly skyrocket.
Absolutely.
So that's part of the plan. Inflict some pain on the low-cost energy so they can bring about their sources. That's part of the plan, Dave. Well said. Appreciate the call. Let me get one more in here before the top of the hour. Jeff in Jamestown, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
You guys kind of stole my thunder, but they're exactly right. I don't want to ruin my water. I don't want my air slopped up needlessly. We need to work somewhat to keep it clean. But I hate to tell everybody, man is here as a crapshoot. One Mount Vesuvius explosion, a major earthquakes, an asteroid event, and we're off the planet. The climate's changed. It comes and goes over thousands of years. You think you're going to change this, you're dreaming.
Love the common sense in our audience. A lot of it out there. Appreciate the call, Jeff. Thanks a bunch. Talk Radio Town Hall next hour with Congressman Kevin Cramer. And here's what that means. Any question of your member of Congress, any issue, whether it's something in your backyard, whether it's something that you want a little more attention to on some of the national stories, whatever it is, give them a call. Always a good idea to get your calls in early, because we tend to stack up towards the end of the program when other issues come up. So if you have something that's front and center, get it in. In fact, you can get it in during the break here. 855-200-1776. Press extension 1 and leave your message. And get set for the Talk Radio Town Hall on What's on Your Mind. Straight ahead, friends. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
If you're looking for an easy, clean, and safe way to haul more loads of grain every day, the Roltec electric system from AgriCover converts manual opening hopper bottoms and side-locking tarps into electric. It makes loading and unloading hassle-free. This completely integrated system uses the same wireless remote to control both hoppers and a roll tarp, keeping your driver out of the dust, rain, and harm's way. Schedule your install today by calling a dealer near you. Find a dealer online at RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.